Thankful that you're here, and we want you to give your undivided attention to Brother Lee as he shares the word of the Lord. God bless you, Brother Lee. We're glad you're here.
Thank you.
Let's bless the Lord. He alone is worthy. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise God. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Thank God for what he's done for me. Hallelujah. Are you happy about what he's done for you? Come on, you ought to get joyful. You ought to have a Holy Ghost fit about what he's done for you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. I've gone back and forth on what the Lord wants me to do this morning, but I believe he settled on something, or I have settled on what he wants. Hallelujah. And so you're going to think it's strange when I read my text, but anybody want to have old-fashioned church today? Hallelujah. Young man, would you agree that you would preach me today?
That was weak. You know how to say amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah. Can you say that in the middle of the preaching? Come on. If you ever amen the song, you need to amen the preaching. If you ever worship during a song, you need to worship during the preaching. Because God ordained preaching long before he ordained a song. Hallelujah. Luke, the 23rd chapter, the 34th verse. Just one verse of Scripture. And boy, you're going to think it's strange. People are smiling already. Then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And I want to preach to you a powerful prayer and the devil's greatest mistake. Hallelujah. May we pray. Lord Jesus, we love you today. We appreciate you today. We ask that you would move mightily in this house today, and that you would do a great work, O God. We're going to be careful to give you the glory and the praise and the honor, O God. Hallelujah. Fill people with the Holy Ghost to the uttermost, O God. Hallelujah. Bless your people, O God. Hallelujah. Encourage our hearts, O God, today. Hallelujah. Give us a boldness, a holy boldness today, O God. Hallelujah, Lord, that we might work for you in a mighty way, O God. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. If you would lift your hands and your voices and shout unto him with the voice of triumph. Yes, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You can sit down in the flesh if you don't sit down in the spirit. Hallelujah. The thing that you must understand about the scripture this morning is that this was not meant for those who physically put him on the cross, but this is meant for us who put him there by our sin. Hallelujah. The devil made an error in judgment by allowing him to speak this prayer. Hallelujah. What is an error? It is a thing that is incorrect. It is an error in judgment. It is something that is wrong. It is a mistake. Hallelujah. He made a mistake. He underestimated the power of God. The prayer was so powerful that it has passed through the ages and it is still in effect in this church today. It would have been better for the work of Satan if Jesus would have died before he prayed that last prayer. It was a mistake on the part of the devil. I believe that the greatest mistake that the devil ever made was to allow Jesus to gasp the last few breaths to pray this final prayer. I want you to understand something this morning. If you are here, your situation does not matter. Hallelujah. Because God is in the house today. Hallelujah. And your situation can change before you leave the house today. I want you to understand, hallelujah, the adversary Satan is mentioned 52 times in the Bible. The devil is mentioned 35 times in the Bible. We know him as the accuser of the brethren, the angel of light, Beelzebub, the deceiver, the dragon. He is known as the god of this age, the angel of death, the prince, the power of the air. He is known as the prince of this world, the ruler of darkness, the tempter, the wicked one. He comes as a roaring lion, a wolf in sheep's clothing. Before his fall, we knew him as Lucifer. He was an anointed cherub of God. He possessed great musical ability. But he fell through pride. He attempted to steal the throne of God. He never wanted to be God. He wanted to be like the Most High. You ever understand why the devil hates you? Because you took his place. Because the Bible says that when you see him, you shall be like him. And he never wanted to be God. He wanted to be like him, and we took his place. Now, he fell through pride. He attempted to steal the throne of God. He wanted to be like the Most High. Satan possesses will, desire, pride, wrath, and great organizational ability. He was in Eden, and his system is in our city today. He instigates false doctrine. He attempts to pervert the word of God. He resists the prayers of God's people. He blinds men to the truth. He sows tares amongst the wheat. He is a goat among sheep. He steals the word of God from the hearts of men. He lays traps for all mankind. He afflicts, he deceives. He is the author of sin and sickness. He destroys sanity. He brings oppression, depression, and possession. He destroys homes, marriages, saints, and preachers. He tries to attack churches. He is an unclean spirit. He is the Antichrist. He is a murderer, a deceiver. He is hate. He is jealousy. He is rebellion. He is immorality. He is adultery. He is fornication, homosexuality, prostitution, and all promiscuity. He is to blame for all drug addiction, alcoholism, and abortions. He is the blame for all sin in this world. We are dealing with a real devil today. Hallelujah. I'm not trying to glorify his position today. I am not trying to lift him up today, because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. When the Antichrist makes his debut in this world, he will be seen as an intellectual, an oratorical, a political, and a military genius. He will control the nations. He is the son of perdition, the man of sin. He is covetousness. You need to be careful. He is carnality. Most people talk about carnality. They don't even know what carnality is. What is carnality? Carnality is trying to get a spiritual result with fleshly means. Compromise. He is compromise. But he said, be ye holy as I am holy.
Thank God.
Disobedience, young people.
These boys are smiling.
Deceit. Drunkenness, envy, emulation. He is faithlessness.
Ooh.
Even in the church. He is fornication, greed, hatred, hypocrisy, idolatry, incest, lying, murder, murmuring. Huh. He is pride. Oh, you're going to like this one. He is prayerlessness. He is rebellion. He is sorcery. And he is sodomy. He is unthankfulness. He is unholiness. And he is all wickedness. Hallelujah. But where sin doth abound, grace doth much more abound. I refuse to surrender. I refuse to raise the white flag. Hallelujah. But where sin doth abound, grace doth much more abound. Hallelujah. He does not control my life. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. It's not time to quit shouting. It's not time to quit dancing. It's not time to quit running. It's not time to quit praying. It's not time to quit preaching. This is the day of the harvest. Devil or no devil, the church is alive. The church is vibrant. The church is pulsating. Satan is the author of sin. Sin caused Lucifer to be cast out of heaven. Sin caused the serpent to crawl on its belly. You ever think about that? Eve talked to a serpent face to face. It wasn't until after her sin that he was forced to crawl on his belly. Ooh-wee. I hate snakes, but I think I'd hate them worse standing up on end. Sister Lee'd be running 100 miles away. Now, can you imagine Eve talking to that thing? Ooh, she had to be backslid. My. Sin caused man to see their nakedness. And now they don't even see it no more. Sin caused man to be driven from the paradise of Eden. Sin caused man to be driven from the face of God. Sin brought sickness and disease and death. Sin caused languages to be confounded. Sin caused Lot to pitch his tent towards Sodom. Sin caused Mrs. Lot to look back. Sin caused Samson to fall into the warm embrace of Delilah. Sin caused David to fall into the embrace of Bathsheba. Jesus didn't come today to sugarcoat sin. He did not come to allow you to live in your sin. But it was announced by an angelic presence of God. Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sin. We're here today because of the grace of God. We can clap our hands because we've been set free.
Hallelujah.
We can lift our voice because we've been redeemed. I can shout hallelujah because once I but now I am found. Come on, I got a right to praise him. I got a right to dance. I got a right to leap. I've got the Holy Ghost. Sin is a terrible situation. And it seems out of control. But the answer to the sin problem is not in the White House. Fact, it's not in the courthouse. It's not in the jailhouse. It's in the church house. Now, you're going to think I'm crazy. But I think there's more power in this house than there is in the rest of this city this morning. Hallelujah. In fact, I think there's more power. I think there's more power in this house than all hell has. So when the devil comes against you, you just say, wait a minute, there's a name, there's a book, there's a power. But sometimes you get weak and you wonder, is there any use to pray anymore? Is there any use to preach anymore? Hallelujah. But let me tell you something. We're going to preach it like never before. We're going to pray it like never before. Hallelujah. It's not time to slow down. It's not time to quiet down. We're not going to compromise the message. It's still one God. It's still the plan of salvation. It's still repentance. It's still water baptism in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. It's still receiving the Holy Ghost. This world is not looking for a religion. This world is looking for a power to change. We're all born in sin by nature. And if we do not pray, we'll sin. If we're not faithful, we'll sin. If we do not sacrifice, we'll sin. And if we do not worship, we'll sin. I'm tired of what the devil's trying to do to me, and I'm tired of what the devil's trying to do to you, and I'm tired of what the devil's trying to do to our churches, and I'm tired of the sin issue, and I'm tired of rebellion. But the Bible says where two or three are gathered in His name, there He is in the midst. So it's time we have church this morning. But I'm here to tell you something. The devil could care less what we preach until we start preaching against sin.
That's true.
The church that Jesus built was a holy church, a righteous church, a blood-bought church. And I'm not talking about offending people. I'm not talking about sending people on their way. I'm talking about loving people. I'm talking about putting your arms around people. Hallelujah. And loving them into the kingdom of God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus.
Once I was lost, but now I'm found. Why is that? Because somebody loved me into the kingdom of God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Precious Jesus. Hallelujah.
Girls, you ain't too pretty to shout that hair down today. Boys, you don't look too dapper to dance before the Lord today. Hallelujah. Remember where you were when He found you. Hallelujah. Remember, hallelujah, who you were when He found you. Hallelujah. He bought you with His blood. He filled you with His Spirit. You don't need to apologize for what you feel, what you have. Hallelujah. There are no apologies for worship. Satan is trying to unleash all the power he has against pulpits and prayer rooms and against the pew. Satan is trying to all he has to bring spirits against the ministry and division amongst the saints, and we're fighting a real devil. But the greatest tool the devil possesses is to bring the spirits of depression and discouragement, and to cause us to lose our grip on the personal horns of the altar.
Oh God, oh God.
If we quit praying, we'll quit worshiping. And we'll backslide.
That's true. Oh God.
We need a move of God. Not care who's hearing us or who's watching us. We need to create a positive peer pressure here this morning.
Oh, precious
Lord. The devil's still a liar and the truth is not in him.
Right.
But Jesus still answers prayer.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Keep praying. There are times we say, "Oh God," and there are times we do not feel like praying. There are times we don't feel a thing, but there's still a God in heaven that hears and answers prayer. Prayer demands no special dress, no special place. no certain language, no, it seeks no applause. It defies definition. It defies explanation. Prayer is our greatest asset, folks.
Thank the Lord.
It's never a liability.
No, sir.
It is supreme. It is supernatural. It is infallible. And without God, you can do nothing. I cannot understand this morning how red blood can wash sin white as snow. I don't understand it, but I believe it. I can't understand how by the laying on of hands it heals the lame, the sick, the blind, the deaf, and the diseased. I don't understand it, but I believe it, and I've seen thousands healed.
Thank God. Thank you, Lord.
How can faith in a man named Jesus totally turn somebody's life around? I don't know, but it does, and it did mine. I don't know how the mention of a name by the name of Jesus, the dead can be raised. I don't understand it, but I believe it. And that man is in this room today.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
And you're never going to get what you want if you don't ask for it today. You're going to say, why did you preach all that you preached today? And why did you use that odd text? Because the devil should have killed you before you got in the car today. Because Jesus,
oh, Jesus,
is going to answer your prayer.
Thank you, Lord.
Today.
Thank you, Lord. Precious Jesus, precious Jesus. Oh, God.
This devil should have killed Jesus before he prayed that last prayer. Jesus prayed, Father, forgive them.
Right.
We know that he prayed to a bloodthirsty crowd, but that prayer is still working. The devil should have killed the prodigal son with alcoholism or drug addiction or a social disease or a criminal act. But the devil made the mistake of allowing a hog-smelling, filthy man to come to himself and return to his father's house. And a man that had been drowning in self-pity, but forgiveness allowed him to come to himself. And he went back home. And Daddy was waiting with open arms. The devil made a mistake of allowing Samson to pray one last prayer. They should have killed him, but they just wanted to make a public spectacle out of him. Humiliate him. T- tired, blind, discouraged. But he had the breath to pray one more prayer. And that prayer brought the entire house down. I wonder what your prayer is going to do to this house today. I'm talking to people that know how to pray today. But maybe fear or disappointment or discouragement or pain or utter desolation has made its way into your life. Maybe somebody's here today and the course of your life has taken a course that has not been the course that God has wanted you to take. Maybe you're here one more time, and God wants you to make a commitment like you've never made before.
Eternity could be resting on this moment this morning. I want to tell you a story this morning. A man I greatly love, a preacher. Greatly respect, I should say. His name is Floyd Odom. He's pastoring in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. His daughter was about 3 years old. She had many, many health problems.
His wife and his daughter were at the parsonage. He was church situation much like this. Office was to the just like your pastor's office on the side of the platform. He was there studying. Phone rang. The wife is on the other end of the phone screaming. She's dead!
Oh God. Oh God.
He ran into the house. What to do, but he knew he had to get her out of the house because his wife was going to go crazy. He figured he had to take her to the hospital so the coroner could pronounce her dead. So he's heading for the car. God spoke to him.
Jesus.
Sister Grover, if you could come to the
left side of the altar. Know your life. I don't know what's going on in your life. As we all stand, but if I didn't have the Holy Ghost, I think I'd be in this altar one more time. I wasn't totally committed to God, I think I'd be in this altar right now. Come on, there ought to be people praying with these. I had lost.
a prayer like one sower. Come on, somebody gonna get healed one more time. Somebody gonna get set free one more time. I don't care what you got. It's time to pray one more.